Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
It's going nowhere. And nowhere. Bum, 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 bum.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Everyone's relaxed and comfortable over here. No one's rocking the F out. No one. Mm-hmm. I'm all out of breath from my air guitaring.
You were rocking on a hump day.
I love opening the show with Green Day. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a funny story in one of the things I was looking at today.
I wasn't looking at it.
It was about Green Day. It was about Billy Joe saying that Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction is an a-hole. Oh. I guess Perry didn't want to book them for Lollapalooza. He's like, they're a boy band.
Oh, Perry.
He's like, nah, not doing it. So I guess they have a song called Chump and they were dedicating it to him. Mm. And Perry was all mad about it. Tell him to stop doing that. It's just a funny story. I probably won't get to it, but I enjoyed it, and I love opening the show with
them
every day.
Well, sometimes, Green Day, if you just be patient, you get the last laugh, don't you?
You do. I mean, and you're laughing and laughing and laughing.
And there's the lesson for the world today, everyone. If you just hold your tongue, lay back, and let people do themselves
in. Don't let the bastards get you down.
You might just get to sit there and scoff.
Yep. Keep on. You know, that is actually really true. And it feels so good when someone naysays you or has, you know, some belittling comment and you just go, I'm going to show you.
Yesterday, this kind of fits into what happened to me. And I wasn't going to, but I am anyway. I can't not.
Yes.
So I sit down for my guitar lesson yesterday, which I've already put in my notice. I'm stopping in a couple weeks. I have to. We're too busy. The missus' work is now she's so busy. You know, it's like the kids
I'm
go.
I'm sorry. I'm really
I need
bummed
to
about
eat.
That.
I'm like, how's that my problem?
Isla, start cooking food for your sister.
It's my problem. That's the thing, though. It's anyway. It's fine. I just don't have time to practice. And what's the point of going to a lesson when I'm like, I really didn't get it. It's a bummer. Anyway, I screen comes up. This is my guitar teacher who lived in Boston.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I liked him, I'm like, you Boston people. I'm
We're
into
all very
you.
Direct.
So, well, you Boston chicks, yikes.
You better watch out.
Oh my God.
You aren't going to get it.
So my guitar teacher, he comes on the camera and he looks like something's happened.
Oh, is everything all right?
No. So I go, what's going on? And he goes, well, I just met my girlfriend's new boyfriend. And I go,
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh. Didn't they move to Florida together?
So you do know some of the story. So these are two people, both musicians.
Like not that long ago.
Right. Both musicians.
Oh, no. Right. They had like the happiest little, they're like a
band.
They're
like you and John.
Oh.
They're, you know.
Except I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, so I don't know the whole story, although, you know, I'm likely to get most stuff out of people.
Yes, you are.
But he's someone who has stopped drinking in the last couple years.
Uh-huh.
And I never went deep into it because I know that
sure. You
usually stop because you need to.
Yes.
As a person who has stopped.
If you manage that well, why would you have to declare?
Right.
So anyway, he says, he tells me he'd stop drinking. And then later he tells me she won't. And so she now lives in an apartment next to mine.
Oh.
Like, she's someone who still continues. She was like, I don't want to stop.
Oh.
I play music. I work in bars. I drink.
And she doesn't have a problem drinking?
So, I don't know her.
Right.
And I don't know her. I don't even know her name. Like, this story is very anonymous because I don't. It's
I
just a story
my
for your
wife or girlfriend.
Girlfriend's
okay.
Boyfriend. And it's just like bug eyed. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
And I go, and I'm like, what? And he goes, well, we're together,
oh. But
she moved to the house next door because she was still drinking too much. And I was like, I can't be around.
Yeah.
You need
it's
to be able to
great.
Pass out and be in your own space.
Oh,
I guess she didn't take to it. And so he goes, I walked by her apartment and there she is with her new boyfriend, but we haven't broken up.
Oh.
So I see this guy and
there's a semi-separation, but there's never been any declarative, like, we're on a break.
Nothing. He goes, nothing. No, as far as I knew, we were still together. Just, but I guess.
Was she visiting regularly? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said she still spends the night all the time. Oh. But I do think that people have an idea of how they want to live their life. And if one person's like, I don't want to be drunk all the time. And the other person's like, I didn't get into music and working in bars.
Sober guy,
well,
right.
I mean,
yeah. Well, everybody has their own.
Plenty of rock
thing.
Stars are like, why would I quit? That's what I got into this game for.
Right.
I don't want a job. I want a party.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Because if I'm not partying, I'm really just sitting in a hotel room for a lot of time. It's boring. I've watched everything on the TV.
So I don't know. It was one of those, but. Right in his face.
What? So she didn't even, like, completely non-apologetic? Like, this is Bob.
I was
Boy,
like.
Bob's got a bad rap.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God.
And I know, you know, anyone, and I've certainly had problems within my own marriage where it's made me sick to my stomach. Like, I think this thing's over. It's terrible. I know the feeling. And so I absolutely can say, you know, I could see it on his face. I could feel it.
Mm.
That gut twisting. You've gone through some stuff just recently, Maddie.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm going to a wedding we're going to be at the same wedding. It's my niece's wedding here at the end of the month.
But you're not going together?
No.
You're just both showing
we're both
up.
Both going to be there.
Different. You could take a date if you wanted to. She might take a date.
That's. I've had several thoughts of that, and
is she bringing
turned.
A date?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. But if she did, or just even like, I was just even thinking of like having to watch her dance with somebody else. Like I haven't. That's been like 20 years, and yeah. So like, I'm like, it. You know, I know we're not together, and we're good.
Are you gonna sit together at the same table?
I have no idea.
Does the family know you're not together?
Yeah.
I would think they'd separate you, but.
But
not if they said it's amicable. I wonder if they're just sit them, you know, there's usually a seating arrangement. Well, they know
we
each
take
other.
Bets?
Oh my God.
I mean, I will definitely give
how
you guys the lowdown afterwards.
How do you seat two people who are not entirely divorced, but certainly not together?
Right.
I have no idea.
Back at two different tables. They can talk if they want to, or they can just be focused on their own table.
Well, you know,
but my brain finds anything it can to get anxious about, and it's getting like this wedding approaches. I'm anxious on all those levels. Like,
oh, we're probably helping.
Am I going to be okay if
glad we could be of service?
Yes,
some guys like slow dancing with her, and
let's go
you know,
to every possibility.
And you know, my
slow dancing.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought of. You know, I have a...
This is not the tango.
I've got a plan. Anytime I travel, I have a plan. You know, my plan is I'm getting there an hour and a half before the wedding. I'm flying out first thing the next morning.
Oh.
And if I feel uncomfortable during the reception, if there's something that's really, you know, upsetting me, I'm just going to leave.
Right.
I don't need to stay. I don't need to put myself through that. But man, yeah, I can't imagine walking by and seeing, like, you know, because we were living together for a long time while we were separated. If I came home one day and there was some dude on the couch, like... Oh. Stomach would drop. That's just the worst feeling.
He was like, we've been together 3 years. Like, this isn't...
Yeah, they moved
we
to
moved
Florida together.
We moved to Florida together. We're supposed to
right.
be...
We're not casually dating.
And I was like,
wow.
I could feel the dude's... You could see it on his face. Anyone would have... I mean, I kind of know him now.
Is he going to have some abandonment issues when you break up with him?
Well, he...
Oh, yeah. Way to throw that at him after he's
listen,
already...
I like this guy a lot.
Yeah.
When I talked to him about it, I just said, look, what I want to do... he didn't. I really shouldn't say it all into a microphone, but, you know, what I want to do is have sex with my wife, go surfing, play guitar, and raise my kids. You know, there's commuting and doing a job and paying the bills and the
sure.
dishwasher broke last
right.
night and, you know, the things, the
it.
Life, all the stuff.
It's great.
And I've just told him, I'm like, look, I'd love to just keep doing this, but I don't have time to study and I don't want to keep coming
oh,
in.
Oh, you already gave him notice.
Oh, they have notice. Yeah. Oh, no, I gave him 2 months notice.
Oh, you're going to keep doing.
I'm doing the rest of this month and then I'm done.
Oh.
So they've known last month was already. I wanted to give them notice. I was like, I'll come back when I can.
Are you using a service?
What do you mean?
Well, you keep saying them. I gave them notice.
He works with a dude who books all these.
Got it. So there's
lessons.
Right. So there's like a company that
yeah.
has that offers this.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Now
and so I do these guitar lessons.
Do you sign a deal like I'll do a year's worth or I've signed up for however many or
something? No, but every company has some shady, if you try to quit, we are going to pay. So I said, look, in 2 months,
yeah.
I'm out of here. So you have
plenty
of time.
Notice.
There's no reason why you have to come to me later and go, oh, you owe us for... No, I don't.
Nope.
No. So anyway, I would love to keep doing it. I just can't right now. The kids need me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Kids. And they're awesome.
They actually do need you.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isla sits down with me yesterday. I go, I got to go get something. Come with me. I'm running errands. She sits down with me and she goes, Dad, how do I get in SAG-AFTRA? And I go, you get a job.
Hmm.
And she goes...
She's looking to join our union.
Yeah.
Is she going to... As a podcaster?
No,
or?
She wants to be an actress.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no. She's
yes.
very much into the theater and wants to
right.
be an... And I'm like...
So she... Forget AFTRA. She wants to be in SAG.
Well.
Although, I suppose, right. TV, all that stuff, right.
I told her, you get into that when you get a job. That's
right.
what... You got to get a job. And I'm not really ready to let you go get a job.
So she's not asking you to bring her to audition.
Well, she'd like that, yes.
Are there any locally that you could...
She's not... This is a young lady who's not ready to be in the grown-up world. And I don't know if parents decide that when they send their kids out on...
Right. We don't care. We need the money.
Maybe that's the case.
Maybe.
And they say, you know, my kid will handle it because I'll make them handle it. My kid's, you know, she's a little teenage girl who's got anxiety over a lot of things. She's got a health challenge that I think, you know, when you get something like IBD, which is what she has, you get it on the brain too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you meet your mortality and you start to go like, I'm worried. I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
have a good life.
I want to have my hopes and dreams
yeah.
met. I don't want to trip on. So there's a lot going on there and I don't really want her in the grown-up world yet.
She has enough to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? You're a fourth grader. Let's get through school.
That's exactly what
grader?
I told her. I said, listen, we've got your college education paid for. You go take theater in college.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come out of that talented and ready to go, yeah, I'll drive you to some, you know.
So?
Then we'll do that together.
That's sweet.
Is it?
It is.
I mean, I'm trying
to. Well, she's
to...
been in all the plays, so she clearly, you know, has her toe in. I think that's great. How do I get into SAG-AFTRA?
We're working A working 12-year-old?
Hey. Oh, is she 12?
Not yet, but, you know.
It's coming. Yeah,
it's coming for me.
I'm losing count. I can't believe it. I remember holding that little girl of yours in my arms. And she was a little baby. Like, what is she, 7 pounds, 6 pounds?
Yeah, a little teeny thing.
Yep.
Anyway. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Oh, look at the time. Ready? Let's roll. It's going to be a super fun day. I can already tell. No?
Yeah. I'm worried about Maddie now. I'm sorry about that story.
You know what? Listen, overall, I'm a little worried about Maddie. Maddie's got, when it rains, it pours. But he has that dog, and the dog is making him happy.
Fred is keeping me sane, baby. All right.
Maddie, he's on the show.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I was talking to AI about ChatGPT about him this morning.
You're getting carried away.
You know, it's easy to do. I think, you know, me and Cha-Cha have a relationship going. Oh, he actually knows Maddie. Because Maddie talks to him all the time, and I go, hey, do you know my producer, Maddie? He goes, oh, yeah. I know, he told me all about him.
Yesterday when you talked to ChatGPT, you were talking to her ChatGPT?
No, I'm talking to mine.
There's only one. It's ChatGPT. Did you see the movie Her? There's only one.
But aren't you a member?
Yes.
But so you have an account.
Everybody has an account.
Oh, I don't.
You could. If you ever needed it. But you, there's free. You can use it for free. Actually, I don't even know what their deal is anymore. I pay $20 a month for it. I use it all the time. Yeah. I used it today. I had this idea for a game today. Because you know how every day we get... Never mind. We'll be playing the game later. And my boyfriend, ChatGPT, got me all hooked up. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's another jam that we're going to rock for you. And we'll be back after this.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.